CNN reporter slams media for ignoring FBI's handling of Biden family business whistleblower intel. By Wendell Hasebo on September 6, 2022. CNN reporter Sarah Sidner is now claiming questions surrounding Hunter Biden and the Biden's family business scheme are serious, legitimate, and nonpartisan, retweeting an article from 5 months ago about counterintelligence concerns around the first son and his ties to the Chinese Communist Party. The claim from Sidner comes after her network spent years since the laptop from hell story originally broke in the New York Post ignoring the evidence against the Biden scion. There are serious questions that should be asked about Hunter Biden, Sidner said. Hunter is not an elected official, but legitimate questions should be asked and answered about his former business dealings and how it was handled by the FBI. This shouldn't be a partisan issue, she added. Sidner's comments follow revelations the FBI warned Facebook of the imminent dump of Russian propaganda before the story of Hunter Biden's laptop broke in the 2020 election cycle. While the FBI was communicating with Facebook, the FBI's leadership blocked agents from investigating Hunter Biden's laptop until after the 2020 election was decided, according to whistleblowers that came forward to Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y. A former business associate of Hunter, Tony Bobulinski, who personally met with Joe and Hunter Biden in 2017 for an hour to discuss the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, handed over intelligence about a Biden family business deal to former FBI point man Timothy Thibault, who reportedly buried the information. The deal included 10% held by H for the big guy, who Bobulinski says is President Joe Biden. Bobulinski gave the FBI 3 cell phones with encrypted messages between him and the business partners, the New York Post reported. Bobulinski also handed over to the Bureau emails and financial documents detailing the Biden family's corrupt influence peddling operation in foreign countries during Joe's vice presidency. But Thibault never followed up on Bobulinski's information. Bobulinski has also never reportedly testified before the Delaware grand jury probing Hunter. Trump appointed United States prosecutor David Weiss is deliberating whether Hunter and associates violated money laundering, campaign finance, tax and foreign lobbying laws, as well as whether Hunter Biden broke federal firearm and other regulations, CNN reported. A grand jury has been convened in the probe, whereby a witness who testified before the jury was reportedly asked to identify the big guy, though Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least 7 times the president has had no part in the family business. He has been involved in at least 17 instances. Polling shows 58% of voters believe that Joe Biden has played a role in his family's business. 60% say Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. Representative James Comer, RKY, slammed the U.S. Treasury Department on Saturday for refusing to investigate Hunter Biden and his family's suspicious foreign financial activity. It's unacceptable that the Treasury Department continues to run cover for the Biden family and possibly hide information about whether Joe Biden benefited financially from his family's business transactions, Comer said in response to the Treasury Department's formal rejection of his requests. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart News's expansion into film distribution. It is available for pre-order now at mysonhunter.com. The film becomes available for streaming and downloading September 7. The trailer has been viewed more than 3.5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.